So recently, I've been having a conversation on the kind of scope, the scope of work involved when it comes to setting up and running digital ad campaigns, whether that's on Meta, Google, Bing, LinkedIn, X, etc. And we're kind of discussing, the narrative that is, sometimes, in the business space or, in the advertising space, where most quote unquote rookies would set up an ad campaign and simply forget it, or where advertising on digital landscapes or digital platforms is viewed as something that you set up and forget. And there was, this kind of back and forth whereby, we were talking about, that's one of the reasons why some, businesses, some people never get to really see the performance or the results that they should be getting when it comes to their digital advertising. And now in this episode, I'm going to take you through sort of like the scope of work and what goes into a successful campaign and why you should actually get actively involved when it comes to setting up and managing your digital ad campaign. See you guys in a few seconds.
Welcome to the Marketing Podcast, the number one podcast helping aspiring entrepreneurs level up their marketing. Here's your host, Augustine. Let the class begin.
Hey guys, and welcome back to yet another episode on the Marketing Podcast, Digital Marketing Tips and Insights, episode 279. Now, like I've mentioned in the intro, we're going to talk about what goes into a successful ad campaign, what is sort of like the scope of work, and why you should never treat your ad campaign as a set it and forget it kind of project, right? And number one thing is there's a lot of work that goes into creating a successful ad campaign. Now, one of the things involved is testing out your creatives. And when it comes to advertising, you have your ad creative, you have your ad copy, you have your budget, you have your targeting, right? And you have your conversion metrics, what are you tracking? Are you tracking purchases, etc.? Now, when it comes to your ad creative, you have to test that out. You have to sort of like create a duplicate campaign, everything set the same, just with a different ad creative. See which creative, fits well or performs well with your target audience. Number two, test out your ad copy. See, which ad copy performs better, making a bit of tweaks, and all of this has to be done, within the learning phase of whichever campaign you're doing, right? Testing out landing pages. Maybe you have two or three different landing pages, testing out, which one performs better in terms of conversion. Which one converts better, and all these things you have to test out before actually, deciding that this is the campaign we want to go with long term. This is the campaign that we want to spend most of our budget on. Another thing is even testing out budgets, right? You starting out with a small budget and incrementally, nothing more than 20% of your initial, nothing more than 20% of your initial ad budget, incrementally adding that and testing that out, seeing whether that has an impact on your campaign, performance. So there's a lot of, that goes into that. Another thing is with your targeting, targeting one interest, being a bit broad in your targeting now several interests, being a bit narrow when it comes to your targeting, seeing how that performs, how that resonates. Because you have to realize this, that when it comes to advertising is, advertising and marketing is, you're trying to improve the experience your target audience has when it comes to interacting, one, with your ad, number two, interacting with your landing page, and then moving those leads, those conversions, now to the sales team, who now have to make sure that they have a very good a sales experience, right? But Advertising primarily is making sure, you know, you're targeting the right kind of people and making sure they have the right kind of experience from interacting with your advertisement to, number two, interacting, you know, with your landing page and the whole, you know, conversion process to the time now you move this, you know, target audience to, you know, they turn to leads and you move them over to your sales teams to continue now with that work. So just simply setting and forgetting is not a really good, you know, strategy. Sometimes, you know, there are instances where you might, you know, want to do less and just, you know, set up a campaign and forget it. And, you know, especially if you have a smaller budget, then, you know, not doing too much is, you know, is what I would recommend if you have, you know, a small budget for your advertising campaign. But if you have a good enough budget, you know, there's a lot you can do to make sure that in the long haul, you're getting a very good return on ad spend. Anyway, if you're looking to advertise your business, you know, you're looking to generate more leads, make sure to reach out to us. We'll send you a profile of, you know, our work and sample, you know, reports of what we've done, etc., and work with you to make sure that you set up, you know, a winning ad campaign for your business and help your business grow in the long run. If you're looking also to learn or you're looking to consult, you know, make sure to send an email, hello@savadigital.io. All that will be down in the description box below. But until then, see you guys on the next podcast episode.
Thank you for tuning in to the Marketing Podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Until next time, class dismissed.